I invite you to sit comfortably in your seat or relax on a couch or bed and take a few deep breaths. I invite you to close your eyes or soften your gaze, focus on a candle, or turn your mind's eye inward. Find your way to that place inside of you where you're not pulled in all directions. Perhaps an image of a quiet pool of water or sitting near a fire of glowing embers might help you get to this good place. In this time, know that I will not intentionally say or do anything to disturb you. This time is meant to invite you into a state of relaxation and calm. If something does throw you off, return to this place by a fire or by a pool of water to help you return to calm and peace. Many people who have a regular meditation practice find it helpful to link their time with a connection. There are many names for this. Please use the one that feels most at home for you. This can be higher power, or God, mystical flow, divine being, Jesus, perfect love, or something else. In this meditation, I use the image of Holy Spirit in the feminine. Feel free to substitute yours. I invite you to imagine that you are on a beautiful beach. It is quiet and a gentle breeze is playing on the waves as the sun dapples the water. Take a deep breath and take in the beauty. As you soak in your surroundings, you become aware of a peaceful presence next to you. You realize it is the Holy Spirit. How lovely to experience this presence. You turn towards her and express all that is in your heart. These last few months have been so different. It's hard to get your bearings in all the changes. There's so much fear and panic, so much disruption. And in the midst of it all, the isolation. The Spirit listens as the wonderful comforter that she is. You feel held and supported as you pour out your grief. The waves lap at the shore and seem to be willing to carry your grief away. You are comforted by their peaceful rhythm, and you continue to name all that aches within you. Maybe you felt bombarded by the news. Maybe you felt compelled to check social media to feel connected. Maybe you've experienced low energy, not being able to accomplish the tasks that might have gone on a list somewhere. Maybe you're worrying about the well-being of loved ones. Perhaps you're wondering how long this will last, or how the world will look afterwards. Just wondering about the future in general. Still, the spirit listens, loving you, caring about you. When you have poured out your whole soul, you get up and run into the water. It's warm and the waves carry you and you feel like you could melt into them. You hear the words, "I am with you, now and forever." You become more aware of your surroundings, the vast sea, the land beyond that, the whole world, the planets, and the stars beyond the solar system, the great beyond. You see the whole line of time, those who have come before you, whose ancient stories shaped your own. Your ancestors, the communities who lived and breathed long ago, and longer before that. You see this line continuing beyond you and this age. And the Holy Spirit is there at the beginning of all things. And the Holy Spirit is here now. And stretching out to the time beyond our own small lifetimes. As she gently rocks you in her waves, she assures you, you are a vital part in all of this. I made you. You are mine. You were made for exactly this time. You were put here for a purpose, and I care deeply for you. Trust in my love. Trust in my goodness. I will continue to carry you. You drift on the water and let the peace that you feel fortify you for the road ahead. When you are ready, come out of the water. And as you dry off, you hear the spirit one more time. Come back anytime. I'm so glad to be with you. And whenever you are ready, you can come back to your room. Have a little stretch if you want to. Maybe another deep breath to prepare to continue your day. Peace be to you.